With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Rhinelander Paper Mills owners are offering free bottled water to people that live within a 3-mile radius of the Stella Town Hall. Ahlstrom was named one of the responsible parties by the DNR for the PFAS contamination in private wells in the Stella area. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Ahlstrom recently sent letters to roughly 300 households within a 3-mile radius of the Stella Town Hall. It comes with an offer to provide 5-gallon water jugs through Culligan Water, regardless of PFAS testing of their wells. A little over half of the 241 private wells tested in the Stella area of Oneida County have come back with detectable PFAS levels. About a third are at levels considered unsafe for drinking and cooking with. Tricia Schwartz is the communications manager North America for Ahlstrom.
As a longtime employer in our local communities, we understand that concerns about drinking water have been raised by residents of the region, and we are working to be part of the solution.
People that got water advisory levels from DHS already have access to bottled water through the Wisconsin DNR. Stella Town Chair Casey Crump believes that the money Ahlstrom is paying for bottled water could be better spent elsewhere, like paying for water filtration systems that are costly for homeowners to maintain.
I think that it's good that they're doing something, you know, at this point. We just want to make sure that it's the right thing that they're doing out here, you know, that's going to benefit the community the most.
Crump says he's contacted Ahlstrom. He's hoping they come out to a PFAS committee meeting to talk with them more about the issue. Ahlstrom says it plans to operate the bottled water program for at least a year. It plans to reevaluate in January 2027. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The state is asking for an end to court monitoring of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools in Lincoln County. The juvenile detention facilities were placed under a consent decree by a federal judge after a lawsuit over abuse of children being held at the facilities. A court-approved monitor was put in place to assess progress in meeting 50 court-ordered requirements to improve conditions there. Following the release of a successful report in October and another successful report this week, Governor Tony Evers says the Department of Corrections is asking the federal court to end the consent decree. The lawsuit that resulted in the consent decree was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017. The release from the governor's office says the ACLU is not opposing the end of the decree. Efforts to close the juvenile prisons in Lincoln County have been ongoing, but depend on new facilities coming online elsewhere in the state. The plan would be for the facilities in Lincoln County to then be converted to adult prisons. One person died in a car crash on Highway 51 in Arbovita Tuesday morning. It happened around 10:30 near the intersection with Trapp Road. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a pickup truck was driving south on 51 when it lost control, crossed the center line, and hit a dump truck head-on. The driver of the pickup died in the crash. He was a 34-year-old man from Three Lakes. The 23-year-old driver of the dump truck was not injured. The Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting the crash investigation. Multiple agencies responded to the crash. A deadly house fire is under investigation in Shawano. The fire report came in at 2:30 Tuesday morning from the 600 block of South Union Street. The residence was engulfed in flames when Shawano police and firefighters arrived. Once the fire was brought under control, an adult who lived in the home was located inside and pronounced dead at the scene. The name of the victim will be withheld until family can be notified. No other injuries were reported. Imagine if your insurance company raised your rates because your car has been spying on you. That's what the Federal Trade Commission says happened to drivers of GM vehicles with the OnStar Smart Driver feature. Now the commission has ordered the data transfers to be stopped. Suzanne Potter has the story.
Lena Cohen with the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation says some drivers had no idea they'd enrolled in this feature because car salespeople signed them up without telling them in order to get an enrollment bonus.
Even drivers who did realize they'd signed up for these OnStar features didn't realize the extent of the data they were sharing and what that data was being used for.
GM said in a statement that the company has discontinued the Smart Driver program, unenrolled all customers, and ended relationships with data companies LexisNexis and Verisk. The commission imposed a 5-year ban on GM and OnStar disclosing certain data to consumer reporting agencies. For 20 years, the company must also get consent from consumers prior to collecting, using, or sharing connected vehicle data. They must create a way for people to request a copy of their data and get it deleted, and allow customers to opt out or disable data collection. Cohen urges Congress to pass strong data privacy laws that would apply to all car companies.
It's too easy for companies to bury their data collection and sharing practices in long terms of service that no one actually reads, and all car makers should be forced to get people's explicit consent before engaging in invasive data sharing practices like these.
You can find out what data your car is set up to collect at vehicleprivacyreport.com. It is also possible to request a report from LexisNexis and Verisk to see what information they have on you. I'm Suzanne Potter.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.